This come January. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
After two shootings in the parking lot last weekend, football's San Francisco 49ers have announced they are banning tailgating outside Candlestick Park after games kick off. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, August the 23rd. We're racing through August now. You know, it just seems like yesterday it was like, you know, the 22nd or something. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. KCNR1460.com is our website. Hop onto that, and you can also chat. And we've already got people in the chat room here. It's Angel, good morning, and Indie Guy. Indie, you've been away for a while. We've missed your pithy comments. And, of course, speaking of pithy comments, there's Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
You know, some people have a problem with that, you know, pithy comments.
Pithy?
Yeah, Linda's not here. Linda is on like assignment this morning. Yeah, she's out doing reconnaissance work for things we're doing.
Wearing her pith helmet.
Wearing her pith helmet. That's right. And, but without her pith helmet on and her smiling face and dulcet tones, you've got to do the weather.
Looks like it's going to be up into the triple digits today, maybe around, yeah, about 100 and 102, depending on where you're at. Mostly clear tonight, low around 64, or a little bit lower if you're down near the river. Little bit of a easing tomorrow, if you can call it that, high near 98. Currently 65 downtown, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. Music this weekend, 474-5546. In fact, we're going to head out there for lunch today. The place is just a beautiful place to eat. The food, of course, is just wonderful. The ambiance, the servers out there make you feel like they've known you for a long time. So it's highly, highly recommended by us, and we've always had a good time. And like I say, they have music this weekend that should be just dynamite. So you need to give you need to make reservations for the music room, 474-5546. Okay, hey, what's going on in the world here? You know, the today on the show we're going to have some people from Social Security on. Now, the people from Social Security from the office here are going to talk about e-filing and how you can do that and how it makes your life easier, I understand, is what they're going to be talking about. And then the, because we've had people that have said that, well, you can e-file that, it's, you really need to talk to somebody. So we're going to ask them that question, okay, what's better? And I have a feeling that there's two opposing points of view here, one from a union side and one from management side. So it's one of those things where you're going to have to make up your mind on which way is the better way. But then Senator Doug LaMalfa will be here. And we're going to talk to Doug about the budget. We're going to talk to him about the realignment, redistricting, his thoughts on it. In any case, he will still be our, at the very least, he will still be our senator through December of 2012. So there's an awful lot of stuff still to do out there. But he'll be available for questions for that. And we'll be able to... questions I'm really like to focus in on is the, you know, the final plans on this realignment, because we're getting ready, frankly, to start this in less than 2 months. It's the end of August, and it's supposed to begin the beginning of October. So it doesn't give us a long time to make sure we have everything in place, and having all the gents and people that are on this on the council is they're having meetings. And they're still not ready, and they're putting things in place. So it's just going to be a little bit, it's going to be a little consternation here, I believe. Okay, before we go to our break, let's start with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 40 minutes or so in today's trading, and the markets are moving higher. where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 129 points at 10,980. The S&P 500 up just about 15 points at 1138, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 40 points at 2385. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 158 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 17 cents at $6.25. Citigroup's off 22 cents at $26.28, while General Electric's up 13 cents at $15.24. Of local interest, PG&E up 4 cents at $41.04. Costco's up 42 cents at $74.83. And North Valley Bank down 23 cents at $9.76. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.13%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.22. Oil's down 71 cents a barrel at $83.71. And precious metals are low, with gold down $22.20 an ounce at $1874.69, while silver's down 67 cents an ounce at $43.08. This is Crystal Sondek of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We always appreciate this minute because watch there. We can, a couple of times I've looked and said, gee, I could have made a bunch of money right there. And other times, gosh, I would have lost a lot of money right there. I guess that's just everybody, though, right, Bad Bob?
Absolutely.
Bad Bob puts all his money in the oil and gas for his car. So, okay, yeah. Hey, let's take a break here, Bad Bob. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, is it the final stand in Libya? Why are students that are here illegally so happy now? And they're banning protest at funerals here in California. Let's talk about that one, too. Also, fire board okays. Homeowners having to pay that extra fee. Of course, some people think it's a tax just to protect their homes. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:11 in the morning, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Four-door crew cabs are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of small machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium vehicles. But we found them inadequate as trucks got larger. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:15 in the morning, August the 23rd, and we're rocking here. The market is still okay. The market's holding its own right now. You know, and economists are saying we're not tottering back into the recession. I don't know, tottering back in recession. I was just down and on this trip and saw Modesto County is still like it's front page 16.8% unemployment, which is even higher than ours here. Of course, they're not counting everybody, Okay, the remember this thing has come up before. The fire board came out, and the legislators came out with this great idea that if you're a rural homeowner, you're going to pay $150 a year for having Cal Fire be one of your fire companies out there. And this, they didn't care whether you already paid into a district firefighting fund or, you know, that you had this. It's the fact that if you fell under Cal Fire, you're going to be charged $150. As you can imagine, it's kind of like upset people. It wasn't clear if it was $150 per piece of property, i.e., I should say per structure. So if you have a you know, like a well building or a garage, separate garage, or a barn or something like that, you have to pay $150 for all of them. Well, I'm still not too sure about how this is coming out, but the California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection has come up, and they've approved a maximum $90 annual fee on rural homeowners, well below that $150. But the board's emergency regulation falls well short of the target, especially when higher administration and inspection costs are considered. They plan to raise $50 million, so this isn't going to make it. Meanwhile, Howard Jarvis, Taxpayers Association, have said they're going to file suit against whatever plan emerges, saying this proposal is a tax that requires a two-thirds voter approval. 850,000 rural residents this is going to touch. 850,000 live in a state responsibility area would have to pay the fee. And those who live in areas designed as extreme fire zones, while those that would pay the 90, while those other places would pay 70. It gives a $65 in credits if you have already paid for fire prevention programs. So this is still a mess. And here's the thing is that even with that, the rural homeowners are being hammered on these things, and the rest of the, you know, to pay extra. Hey, you know, I'm already paying for this. That's okay. You can just pay a little bit extra. If that's the case, why doesn't everybody pay just a little bit extra for, you know, for their I don't know, police protection or fire protection inside the cities? Oh, we already pay for that in our taxes. Well, so do a lot of these rural homeowners. So if they can charge them a little more, why can't they just turn around and charge us a little more? Maybe they will. Something to think about.
Protection racket?
Yeah, it sounds, you know, they're shaking us down here. Okay. Let's talk about, you know, this was on the front page of the Record Searchlight. They're talking about profits seen in the housing industry. I know it's hard to believe when everything else is going on, but what they're talking about is foreclosures. And they talk about foreclosures that are bank-owned, that people can buy, literally can buy at for a very low price, spend money fixing them up, and actually turn the houses and make a profit. And it's cheaper to do that than to find a parcel, pay all the taxes on it, and actually build a home. And you know, I want to thank Kurt Largent here, who's educated me in this. I mean, he has told me things about this type of business, about foreclosures and people that want to have a house, but they're having problems, you know, finding that right house. Well, now, and this isn't a commercial, Kurt Largent, I'm just reading here in the paper that you can find houses that's going to spend some money fixing it up, but it'll be a comfortable home for you. His show on Saturday morning, the Kurt Largent show, talks about this, and in fact he is an expert on this, on the foreclosures. And it's a foreclosure thing, but he doesn't cause the foreclosures. That's not the one who forecloses on people. He's the one that has these homes that are in these inventories from the banks and the mortgage companies and everything, and then he tries to get these homes into the hands of people that want a house, that maybe couldn't afford this $250,000 house, but can afford a $150,000 house that is of good quality, and the previous owners just couldn't hang on to it. So Kurt Largent has been on TV talking about it, and I'm not talking about an infomercial because he didn't do that. What Kurt did was he was interviewed by Channel 7, who went to the person who's an expert on this, these foreclosures, Kurt Largent. So if you're interested in something like this, and it makes sense to me, if during this time, is this maybe the time where you can get into a home. Yes, I know so many others are losing theirs, but this may be a time that you can get into a home, and maybe the only time with the way the situation is. But give Kurt Largent a call. Okay, let's go on into redistricting Shasta County. Shasta County Supervisor is going to meet this morning at 9 o'clock over at the Shasta County Supervisor's office, and they're going to consider how the county should be redistricted to make it more equal. They're going to move more than 6,100 people to new districts. And this was this redistricting plan was just for that. It was to try and make it more equal in Shasta County. And it appears that districts 2 and 3, Modi's and Hawes districts, are going to gain residents to meet the standard. And they want to have each district would contain about 35,000 people. District 3, which is Hawes, would gain the most, 2,243 residents. And Modi's would grow by 821. And now there's also a lot, you know, some of the areas out there have said, hey, look, we want to keep it the same. We want to keep a like community together so we don't get split. And I think that's not a bad idea. Churn Creek Bottom, who are, by the way, just in the beginning of a huge fight, of course, in trying to fight having the shopping center brought in there. That was approved by these supervisors. All right, got to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about a few other things, like if you were worried that you were going to be pulled over while going to school and deported just because you're here illegally, President Obama has given you an early Christmas present. Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmark Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river. Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly. 100 large. Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high-stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. 1-800-280-UWIN. Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, and from what I understand, a hawk arrived with a little missive clutched in its claws. Linda's on her way in.
The second wave is coming.
The second wave. She has seen, obviously, that I'm getting myself shot to pieces up here. She says he needs help. She's on her way. Good. Hey, it's 7:25 in the morning, August 23rd. 605-4567 if you're calling in. We're of course chatting and streaming at KCNR 1460. Okay, picture this. There you are. Before you leave your house, you look outside, you look out through the windows, you look from side to side on the street. Anything out there? No. Okay. You stealthily creep toward your car. You hop in the car, you push the ignition. You're thinking, okay. Nope. Ignition starts. Back down the driveway. And you take off down the street, sweat pouring from every pore in your body, wondering, looking. Your blood pressure is high. You're starting to breathe heavier. But no, there it is, in front of you. That's right, University of California. As you pull in, you get out and you scurry to your first class. That's right, the pressure of being an illegal alien going to college. Because at any one time, they can pull you over, check your status, and deport you because you're here illegally. Because you are a lawbreaker. Not so fast. The Obama administration announced last week they're going to deport only those who pose a threat to public safety and national security, not just lawbreakers, not people here using our services illegally, not here people draining the economy. No, just lawbreakers. Well, excuse me, but illegal, not a lawbreaker, and as somebody once said, one of our other presidents said, it's not sex. Well, it sure broke the hearts of a bunch of people when he said that. Anyway, how long, what they're going to do, they're going to take about 300,000 undocumented immigrants that are facing deportation, and the White House itself is going to make a recommendation on a case-by-case basis. Now, can you see this? There's Barack and Michelle. They're laying in bed, okay, up in their White House president's room. On the side of the bed are these stacks of these little blue folders. And in there is Roberto Guzman's name. And President Obama is going to read through all the pages. He reads through it, and he reads through it, and he goes, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to let Roberto stay. And so he hands it to Michelle, who then she looks at it, and she gives a second check. Okay, Roberto stays. Now, how long is it going to take to go through 300,000 people? If the president and Michelle, and you can't expect them to work on vacation time, so that slows things down right there, look at each one of them, it could take a few years. Essentially, what they've done is they have overridden what the Congress of the United States has said. Hey, no Dream Act. No, we need to strengthen the fences on the border, the forces on the border. And what does the White House do? They have, and again, without looking down the road at the type of problems and problems that we're going to be facing down here in the trenches. Oh, no, we're just not going to deport anybody unless we say it's okay. Now, you know what? If they shoot somebody, damn, we got to get rid of them. Well, what about all the ones who are in prison right now? What about those 200,000 in the California prisons? If we got rid of those bad guys and deported them to an island someplace, we wouldn't have to worry about paying $50,000 per prisoner. But let's just talk about this just a little bit. We're not going to go after any illegal alien has not done a crime. So what's that? You know, it's like saying, hey, we're not going to touch marijuana if it's a state thing. 215 was approved. So look where we are now. We're up to our butts in marijuana communes. We are up past our butts out in the hinterlands with marijuana plantations going. It's not doing what they said it was going to do. It's gone so far beyond that. And now we're going to say we're not going to deport any illegal alien unless they meet this criteria of crime. What do you think of that? I think it's another Obama decision. Hey, we're going to break here. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking Social Security. And the people are here from the office to show you how. This is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks on the rise for a second straight day at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow is up 81 points. Green arrows across the board. Many traders and investors are looking ahead to this week's Federal Reserve's annual meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. At last year's meeting, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke set the stage for the so-called QE2 program. That was a $600 billion bond buying program that aimed to stimulate the economy. Some expect the Federal Reserve will announce new stimulus measures on Friday. And Dominique Strauss-Kahn will get the official word today. The charges against him are being dismissed. Prosecutors filed papers recommending the sexual assault charges against the former head of the International Monetary Fund be dropped. He's set to appear in a New York courthouse at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. The case fell apart after the credibility of the maid accusing Strauss-Kahn came into question. The hotel maid's civil case against Strauss-Kahn is still pending. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Sandra Smith.
Running a business is not for the faint of heart. Competition is fierce. Margins are thin. And what you don't know can hurt you. That's why 6 million businesses worldwide are Sage. Software and connected services from Sage make business smarter and business life easier. A Sage business knows what's happening inside the numbers. What does it take to turn insight into income? A Sage business knows. Get in the know. Visit sagebusinessknows.com to learn how to make your business Sage.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
She entertained troops around the world with Bob Hope and the USO Tour. Now, Jan Daly will entertain you at the Cascade Theater on a benefit concert for the Shasta Family Justice Center. Bank of Commerce Reading is presenting Jan Daly September 9th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade Theater and online at ShastaFJC.org. Media sponsors include Results Radio, KCNR, The Record Searchlight, and WE Multimedia.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is John Lundberg with Circle N Heating and Air Conditioning. You're a faithful Cars customer, aren't you?
We've been bringing all of our vehicles, actually, personal and business, to Cars since 1993.
And how did you happen to first come to Cars?
I met Barb's at Northern Business Associates, so I had been using a different repair shop in town and decided to give them a try. Was dealt with very honestly, so I've been taking my vehicles there ever since.
How many vehicles do you bring?
About 7 vehicles. Foreign cars all the way down to trucks.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
I have lots of customers who are good, and when they need car repair, I always refer them to Cars.
And have you ever used our new concierge service?
Very convenient.
Thanks so much for taking our call today, John. We'll see you again soon at Cars.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hi, Carl and Linda Bott here. Adamson's Peak Performance, our favorite place to work out. Why?
Because we like the workouts, we like the people that are there, We like the atmosphere of Adamson's Peak Performance. We also like the results we get from working out at Adamson's Peak Performance. We recommend it to our friends. We recommend it to you.
That's right, Carl. And the first workout is complimentary. You got to check it out. Adamson's Peak Performance, right next to Yak's on Bocelli.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Vaught, 7:35 in the morning, August the 23rd. Free Fire Radio, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live throughout the world, KCNR1460.com, and the chat room is just up and running. I don't know. Do we have anarchists in there? Or maybe one or two. Hey, the weather today is going to go up to like triple digits, but it's going to be sunny, and I think it's going to start cooling off toward the end of the weekend. But let's hope so. Hey, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards, a great place to go, just a short drive out of Shingletown. Reservations there are 474-5546. When they have music out there, you want to get reservations so you can get into the music room. It holds about 60 people and usually filled with parties and groups of great people there. It's a lot of fun. That's Anselmo Vineyards, right outside of Palisadro. Okay. Are you prepared? Redding, North State. We have Loretta Day and Stephanie Mounts. Sounds like a country duo, doesn't it? Sounds like a couple that are just going to come out here and talk about busted hearts, cars that break down, and shooting that bad guy because he was mean to me. But in reality, they work for the Social Security Department. So, good morning, Loretta.
Good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Well, got to turn Stephanie on here. Okay. Oh. Okay, there she is.
Good morning.
Yep, still got to turn on. Try that other microphone, bad bomb.
Good morning.
There you go. That's really hard to do. I know that 20 years of experience sometimes just, you know, gets to me too. Okay, I'm sorry, Stephanie.
That's all right.
Okay, now, in reality, you two are here to be talking about filing on the internet for Social Security. We've had other people on here saying that maybe that's not too easy, and you two are going to come in here today and tell us, au contraire, it is easy.
It's very simple.
Very simple. Okay. Loretta. Tell us what's going on with Social Security and e-filing.
Okay, it's really simple. You just go into www.socialsecurity.gov and click on retirement, and away you go.
And away you go.
Yeah.
I mean, is that it? Does money come out of your computer?
No, just go in, you start clicking on it, and the nice thing about it, you can do it at your own pace, in your own home, in the privacy of your own home. And there's little information things as you go along that you can click on if you have any questions. And it takes less than 15 minutes.
Now, what takes less than 15 minutes?
To do the retirement claim online.
Okay, now what kind of information do you have to have with you when you're doing it?
Well, of course, your Social Security number. It's good to know your wife or your spouse, husband's Social Security number, date of birth, date of marriage. They'll ask you if you're in the military, so it's good to have your military dates. And it basically asks about your work, so you need to know, you know, how much you're going to make in the year you're filing. And it, like I said, it just takes less than 15 minutes. You're not getting in a car. You're not spending your gas driving into the Social Security office. You're not spending your time sitting in the Social Security office. And you're also in a privacy of your own home, whereas in the office, of course, when we ask you questions, there's other people around. So it's very fast, easy, convenient, and private.
You mean you don't have a cone of silence when you ask questions?
Well, yes, you're in a room and you're got a block, but again, some people, you know, we have to be as quiet as possible. But again, in your own home, it's much more quiet and convenient.
Okay. Now, I'm not trying to back in a corner here, but I've noticed that when you fill out forms on a computer, that sometimes it, you know, not all the options are there that you want, and I can't figure out. I mean, I don't know what your Social Security on your page says, but what kind of questions do you get from people? They reach a certain point on this, and it's not clear to them. What kind of questions you get? And they call you, hey, you know, I've been trying to do this, but it's just not working. So,
for me, to be honest, on the retirement, I never get hardly any questions. I don't think I've had anyone call me on the retirement claim to say they were having a hard time. Once they submit it, I get it the next day, and if I look it over, if I have any questions, like I said, we completely look it over. We do not want to disadvantage anyone, so we look for any potential benefits on maybe a spouse's record. We look to see if they're possibly entitled to benefits as a widow or widower. We look over their work history. We check it out. If we have any questions, I'm on the phone calling them. If they don't answer the phone, I leave my name, my number, and my extension so they have someone they're right in contact with, and they can call me right back, and we can go through any questions we have. Again, sometimes we need certain documents. I call. If they need to get the documents to me, I make an appointment if they feel more comfortable bringing the documents in, or they can mail them to me.
So you're saying you're a caring federal bureaucratic official,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's the first one I've met.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the phones. Angel.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
I have a question for your guest.
Okay.
My parents actually...
Wait.
Oh,
okay. I'm so glad that you put those on.
Oh.
Give her yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we just neglected to tell them to put on their headphones. Okay, now we're ready.
Okay, so here's my question. My parents have retired, and or they're well past the age of 67, and my parents didn't sign up for the Medicare portion of it at the time that they started collecting their Social Security. And this may come up on the e-filing, but my question to you is that when, now that they're getting ready to retire, they were told that they were going to be penalized because they didn't actually file for their, to get their Medicare at the time. And so I actually wrote a letter to Congressman Herger saying, you know, they saved the government thousands and thousands of dollars, and now that they've done that, they're going to be penalized. And so what I wanted to find out from you is that, is that something that when you do file for your Social Security that either is on e-file or that someone contacts you to let you know, hey, you may have medical insurance, but you got to sign up for Medicare or you're going to be penalized?
Absolutely. When you file for retirement with us and you're within 4 months of age 65, that is one of the questions on there. Yes or no, do you want the Medicare Part B? Now, the Medicare Part A is automatic. It's the free one, and that's the hospital portion. The Part B is the one that you have an optional to sign up. Now, if your father or mother is employed and under a group health insurance program through their work, they can refuse the Part B until they retire from their job. So once they retire from their job, then they would have to sign up for the Part B.
Does that employer have to have so many employees?
It usually states it's a group plan with 20 or more employees.
And if they don't have 20 or more employees?
It depends on, well, it's something if you'd like to call the office, because we'd probably need to find out exactly where they work and what the insurance is. Was it
a
self-employment?
There aren't 20 employees. It's a small business office.
Okay, but it's a group plan with the whole business office?
Correct.
Okay. Why don't you have your father or mother contact our office again, and we'll talk to them.
Perfect.
If they want to ask for me, my name again is Loretta Day. I'd be glad to
great.
Talk to them
thank
and find
so much,
out.
Loretta.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for your phone call, Ruth. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guests are Loretta Day and Stephanie Mounts. Part of a country music. No, I'm sorry. They work for Social Security, and they're here to answer questions about e-filing. And we've got lots of statistics. I know statistics, but these are fun statistics that when you hear me go, oh wow, that kind of stuff. And we're going to talk about how to file for Social Security. And this is all of Social Security. It's also would be disability and all these other things that Social Security does now. All right, Carl and Linda Bott, 7:43 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
My time was running wild, a million dead end streets, and every time I thought I got it made.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at lazy69ranch.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Calling the bot, 747, and it's, walking on sunshine here, August the 23rd.
And good morning, and of course, it currently at 66 degrees, and we are looking at triple digits today. Unfortunately, yesterday, the printout was, we're all in the 90s. But I am looking at the new printout, of course, and today it looks like we're going to reach 100 and maybe plus. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 64. And the weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. I have to do a shout-out to Barb at Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog. You want to check it out. It's a female-owned business, and I'm going to be talking a little bit later about something special that she's got going on. And you know that when we're going to be taking Carl's truck in to get completely done, and trust that's our place to go. California Auto Repair and Smog. Check it out.
Yeah. We also had the seat on a Harley fixed by Indian Dave.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, just happens to have a show here on Saturday mornings. He and Ernie. Let's sell it with Ernie and Dave. It's a on the air flea market.
Sorry about being late. I was working on a project that has to be typed up and corrected and everything like that. So, you know, so when he says I'm on assignment, literally, I feel like I've got my face in the file cabinet of the computer. But there you go. I'm so happy to be here this morning, and we have some beautiful guests that are with us from Social Security. I was listening, and we were talking about at the break, and you were going to go into more detail about disability.
Yes. Filing for disability online with Social Security is very easy.
You can start immediately from any computer. Just go to www.socialsecurity.gov. You can do it in the convenience of your home. To file online, you need to be 18 years old. You have to have work and paid Social Security taxes. You have to have a medical condition that prevents you from working or is expected to prevent you from working for at least 12 months or has to be severe enough to result in death. And you need to reside in the United States or one of the territories or commonwealths of the United States. It's simple to do. Once you go online, you click on fill out the disability application. You answer all the questions. You do need to complete the adult disability report. This does take a little bit of time, but you do not have to do it all at one time. You can go back into it, whenever you're ready to do that. You're going to need to know your doctor's names, phone numbers, addresses, the medications that you're taking, any testing that you've had done. We're going to need to know about that. If you have medical records, we will accept them from you. If you don't worry about it. We will get them for you. It's very simple to do. Once you submit the application, we will contact you within 24 hours and go over any additional information that's needed.
So Social Security for disability means you've got to be not able to work for 12 months.
12
right?
months, yes.
Okay, but they can be on it 12 years.
Yeah, they can be on it for 12 years.
Or for 100
12 months,
years.
Yes.
Now, does proof, say unable to work, and that's a doctor. And once you get this, how often do you have to update this?
Usually every 3, 5, or 7 years, depending on the severity of your disability.
Every 3, 5, or 7 years?
Yes.
Well, why is there like a long pause?
Well, my pause is this, is the amount of people that are putting in for Social Security disability has skyrocketed in the last, since 1990, and especially during this recession when so many people lost their jobs. Is that a true statement I just made? I'm not trying to get you.
No, it's a true statement.
I don't want you. I'm not going to get you onto a political discussion because that is not your job, and I would not do that to you.
No, that's a true statement.
But is that a true statement?
That's a true statement.
So if somebody comes in with disability and says, "Hey, I can't work for 12 months," and then he's not checked again for 3 years, but do the checks still keep coming?
Yes.
And the only way he gets off it or she gets off it is to say, "Okay, I'm okay now."
They either go back to work and say they're okay, or we do a medical review.
Okay, when do they do that?
We contact them, usually 3 years from the date that they've started receiving benefits.
So it's for 3 years, mm-hmm. they collect benefits.
Yes. On occasion, there's 1 year. We do reviews after 1 year if they have a less severe disability, and then we will reevaluate them after a year. But usually it's a 3, 5, or 7 years.
You can see where my eyes are starting to cross right now, right?
Yes,
I know. Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. And we're going to talk about how many people are, eligible for this. And the fact is that using e-filing may be a way to easily get into the system, but it's still going to be checked by somebody each time.
Yes.
And you're always available for questions. Like, I really like what you said, Loretta, about, hey, you know what? This is going to take a little bit more. Why don't you call me, ask for me, that kind of thing. So we're going to get into that when we get back from this commercial break. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Craig, sponsor and host of Wake Up Call on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. For over 23 years, I have maintained a clinical psychology practice in Reading, specializing in the assessment and treatment of mood, anxiety, and attention disorders in children, adolescents, and adults. In life, we all learn that we must accept what we can't change or change what we can't accept. When we're unable or unwilling to accept those things we can't control or change, we become depressed, anxious, or angry. While sadness, anger, worry, and fear are normal human emotions, sometimes they can feel overwhelming. When our normal methods of coping no longer work, psychotherapy offers us the tools we need to manage our difficult emotions and regain our balance and peace of mind. If you have any questions about this or want to learn more, give me a call at 246-7062.
What are you gonna do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1467, 7:55 in the morning. Carl Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And on Thursday, they are having a cigar event. Olivia Cigars is going to be there with their representatives talking about the new brands they're bringing out. They're going to have raffle items. They're going to just have a good... It's always a good time there. Food and great people. And you're going to be able to... Well, it's free to get in there. But, you know, they don't give away free cigars. It's, you know, but they have really good prices on them. And they have... But they have other things you can get or giveaways, like I said.
But to go in and talk with the experts, it's a fabulous time if you like that kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's great.
That's Tobacco and Brew. Joel and Shelley have that, and it's at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, here's the challenge. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are more than 77 million boomers in the U.S. I assume that's baby boomers. And by 2030, this demographic, born between 1946 and 1964, will represent an estimated 20% of the population. That means more than 10,000 baby boomers will turn 65 every day for the next 19 years. Oh, so that's kind of like job security for you two, huh? Our guests are Loretta Day and Stephanie Mounts from the Social Security offices here in Reading, and they're telling us how to best file on electronically.
And with those statistics you just read, that's why we're saying go online to file your retirement claim. It's also online. The whole website has valuable sources of information. You can get pamphlets. You get most of your questions answered online. And then once you're on benefits, you can change your address. You lose your Medicare card, you can get it online. You can get your 1099 statement for your taxes online. So it's a valuable website, not only for filing for benefits, but also getting post-entitlement things.
Give us that website again, because everybody should have that in their bookmarks.
Okay. It's www.socialsecurity.gov. And again, it's a valuable website for everything. Any questions?
If one of the members in the household collects Social Security and Medicare, is the husband, her husband, then eligible for Medicare?
Yeah, if you worked and paid into Social Security, you can get Medicare, or if you're a government employee that paid into the Medicare tax.
Okay, he's not paid into Social Security.
If she is entitled and he's married to her, yes, he can file for Medicare on her account.
All right, got that?
Wow. Okay. And again, about Medicare, you can go online and file for Medicare only. If you're not ready to retire and you want to file for Medicare only, you can go in as soon as 4 months before your 65th birthday and file for Medicare. And it's even more simple. It's very simple.
Okay. Wow.
Well, that's kind of... I would say that it's almost refreshing, in the sense that one of the partners has paid in, and so this is spouse friendly.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Now, what else do you want us to remember here, Stephanie?
Just that going online is very simple. It's very convenient. All of your questions could probably be answered online. If you're just curious about how much you're going to receive, there is the retirement estimator on there that'll tell you about what you're going to receive monthly. So it's a very, very easy service.
Can people in jail get this?
In
jail, if they're in jail, they're incarcerated. Can they get disability from the government? Well, I'm sorry. That was just a question that came through here. Oh, yeah. I would have thought that was a no. But now I'm concerned about it.
Well, it gets technical because we have two programs on SSI.
Yeah, if you're receiving SSI, which is supplemental security income, no. If you're incarcerated, you do not receive benefits.
Okay,
no.
So it's not like your regular, so I'm 65, I get
if you're on
I get,
social
but
security.
But if I'm in jail, I don't get it.
It's different.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, SSI.
Yeah, SSI is different.
That's a disability.
It's a public assistance program, and if you are receiving that, no, you cannot get benefits.
Social Security gets more technical. It depends on if you're convicted of a felony and how much time you do.
I'm a convicted felon. I'm in prison for 20 years. Do I get my Social Security?
No,
I'm 65.
No.
So I paid into it.
No.
Well, that seems fair because you know you give up some of your rights when you're in the hammer.
Well, watch this. Here comes the first lawsuit.
Yeah.
And you heard it first here. Okay, we got to run. Okay. Hey, our guests were Loretta Day and Stephanie Mounts
Thanks
from
so much,
the Reading Social
Loretta
Security Office. Just give you all a call if there's a question. And what is that, real quick? Your phone number?
1-800-772-1213 is our 800 number. Our office number is 1-866-964-9983.
Thank you, Stephanie and Loretta.
We're going to take a break here. You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The Libyan rebellion says it has broken through one of the gates of Muammar Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli. This as fighting continues in the streets between rebels and Gaddafi's remaining soldiers. This rebel telling Sky News reporter Alex Crawford that Gaddafi has run out of supporters.
There's no supporters. They are prisoners. They are drugs. He gave them money.
Whoa, that's another tank shell.
He gave them money to support him. They don't know anything.
Although one of Gaddafi's sons urged volunteers last night to continue the fight, Gaddafi's whereabouts remain unknown. A track change now in the forecast for Hurricane Irene, which is getting stronger as it churns in the Caribbean. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is live in Miami.
Ron, today the storm is blowing through the Bahamas. It could brush by Florida by the end of the week, but the forecast update just released projects Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, even Pennsylvania and New Jersey could get a low-end hurricane by Sunday. But people in the Carolinas are still getting ready.
We're always worried. I mean, we got a lot of equipment out here. We got a lot of money invested, so.
Now, that man owns the carnival rides on the boardwalk at Carolina Beach near Wilmington, North Carolina, Ron.
Eben, plans to sell dirt from the property of convicted serial killer Anthony Soule are being criticized in Cleveland. The Plain Dealer newspaper reporting someone is trying to sell the dirt for $25 a gram. Soule was convicted last month of murdering 11 women and burying their remains around his house. It's still unclear what killed Amy Winehouse. Her family says toxicology tests showed the singer had no illegal drugs in her system when she died. The test found alcohol was present, but it hasn't yet been determined if it contributed to her death. Winehouse was found dead in her London home on July 23rd. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Carl Brashear was the first African-American to become a U.S. Navy master diver. Born in 1931 to Kentucky sharecroppers, he only completed grade school. But that's just the man on paper. In the water, Brashear also became the first amputee to certify or recertify as a military diver. On a mission to retrieve a hydrogen bomb off the coast of Spain, a broken cable nearly sheared off his leg. "It's no sin to get knocked down," Carl said. "It's a sin to stay down." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Carl said it's no sin to get knocked down. And his life reminds us that the best response is to get back up in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Judge goes along with a recommendation today from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Former International Monetary Fund boss Dominic Strauss-Kahn will no longer be facing criminal charges. Prosecutors in New York saying the alleged victim has a shaky story. The reaction worldwide being measured live in London by Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin.
Yeah, over in Paris, Ron, on the streets there, some people expressing sympathy with the accuser.
Tout le monde était contre elle, de toute façon.
This woman saying it's sad the accuser had to face such strong opponents. If freed in New York, Dominique Strauss-Kahn faces another sex assault case in France. And on the streets of Paris, one man predicting that Strauss-Kahn could one day resurrect his political career, but not as candidate for president. France's Socialist Party agrees, the party chief today saying Strauss-Kahn could still contribute to French public life, but first, he'll need a period to rest, Ron.
Alistair, more flooding in New Jersey, this time in Howell Township.
We can't change the river, but we're looking to make it so it flows better.
Emergency Management Coordinator Ron Sanisak says the Manasquan River needs better dredging. The state has already asked the federal government for disaster relief for three counties. Actress Kate Winslet went through a storm and fire during her Caribbean vacation at the home of billionaire Richard Branson.
Winslet may have had a sinking feeling, but it wasn't the Titanic and it wasn't a movie. Real-life tropical storm Irene with lightning and high winds caused the fire to break out at about 4 a.m. in Branson's 8-bedroom great house on Necker, his private British Virgin Island. Winslet was with her boyfriend, her 10-year-old daughter and 7-year-old son, and 16 others, including Branson's 90-year-old mother and his 29-year-old daughter. Everyone got out safely. Branson says the home is destroyed and he'll rebuild as soon as he can. In Los Angeles, Sharon Katchen, Fox News Radio.
The Dow is up 114 points. European markets are fractionally higher. Asian exchanges gained overnight. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl on the Bot, 805, August the 23rd. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our chat room is open. And just all you have to do is just go to the, just go in to listen to our show, and it pops you over into the chat room, and you can just join in. Of course, the only rule, as is for everything, just be civil in there. And for the most part, except with maybe one or two exceptions, it's always been like that.
Well, good morning and welcome. It's currently 66 degrees right now, and it's we're looking at, actually, the temperature looks like it's going to be up to 103 today. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyard, your favorite destination getaway. And this day in history, according to... it's the Lindy, the day that Lindy, the dance, the Lindy was, came into actually being acknowledged, and how it started was on the East Coast, and, it was named after Charles Lindbergh, and of course, became such a popular dance in World War II. So
did you have to flap your wings? Did you have flap your arms?
There's a lot of flipping and that kind of thing that went on, so.
Well, we're waiting for Senator LaMalfa's call this morning. And while we're doing that, we just have a number of other things that we can talk about in here until we get to the senator's call. Just something you may want to know is they have our national debt data. It's growing about $3 million a minute. That's right, $3 million a minute, even though President Obama is on vacation. The debt keeps growing. It is now $14,369,000,000,000, thanks to just Bob, who wrote out the numbers, because I'd be sitting here trying to figure out where all these decimal points is. The national debt in January 20th, 2009 was $10,626,000,000,000. So it's grown $4 trillion in the space of 3 years. We owe China and other countries has increased $4 trillion, $4,247,000,000,000 in just 945 days. The fastest increase ever. Isn't that good to know, is that we're number one in something?
Well, let's talk about what's going on with numbers, by the way, and let's go to our guy Chris at the Wells Fargo Market Minute. Welcome to the program. What's going on?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, the markets are in positive territory, though we have backed off the highs of the day. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 106 points at 10,960. The S&P 500 is adding 11 points at 1135, while the NASDAQ Composite is up just about 32 points at 2377. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 300 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 20 cents at $6.22, Citigroup's up 26 cents at $26.32, and General Electric's adding 4 cents at $15.15 a share. Of local interest, PG&E up 12 cents at $41.12, Safeway's down 11 cents at $16.91, and North Valley Bank is down 23 cents at $9.76. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is yielding 2.11%, the 2-year treasury 0.22%. Oil's up 57 cents a barrel at $84.99, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $13 an ounce at $1883.89. Silver's down 45 cents an ounce at $43.21. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. Appreciate that update. Get those twice a day, once at 10 after 7, once at 10 after 8, and then again later on in the day. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, the Senator LaMalfa is on the phone. We're going to take a quick break and come back and have the Senator and join us, because we've got a lot of questions, and I'm sure he's got a lot of things he wants to say.
You're listening to KCNR. And we'll be right back, 1460.
Join us this summer at Wind River Casino and play the Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Giving away over $20,000 in prizes, Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, September 29th, where you can ride off on your very own 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Win a motorcycle that moves you. For more information on Wind River's Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy from Redding Harley-Davidson. It's better on the river.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here. We're so glad that you have put us on your dial. And the reason, I hope, for many of the reasons, is because just like the guy who's on the phone, we have great guests.
Senator Doug LaMalfa.
Doug LaMalfa, welcome to our show.
Hey, thank you. Good morning. How you all doing?
Hey, we're great. You sound like you're up.
Upbeat, man. Yeah.
Upbeat, man.
Yeah, that's it. You sound really okay. Real positive, Dave. So what's going on?
Well, we're in the throes of the final couple of weeks of the legislative session for the year. So I guess there's, in a way, the light at the end of the tunnel. But there's some awful rough bumps going through the tunnel here with legislation that is coming down the pike. And we're expecting some really rough stuff here. There's anti-gun legislation here. There's one where the insurance commissioner wants to take over the responsibility for setting rates on insurance instead of the method we do now. So it's, you know, there's a lot of government growth and government takeover bills that are still coming down the pike. So we have to get through this.
Doug, can we talk about the Assembly Bill ADX-138 for funding for the Veterans Home? Can we start with that?
Yeah, sure. That's actually one of the upbeat ones we have going here. So myself and a few others have co-authored the bill. Assemblywoman Linda Halderman from down in the valley, she's the author of the bill to restore some of the funding back to getting the two veterans homes online, the one down in Fresno and of course the one up in Redding there, shifting funds that are not as likely to be used within the Veterans Administration to getting this project online. So it's been kind of a political football in this budget fight all year here. As we talked about earlier in the year, there was the concept of having just a delay of the opening here, and that would save a little bit of money for a couple of months less time that it would be open. Then it got compromised back to just a 90-day from January 1, which really wouldn't have essentially been a delay at all because of the time it takes to spool up the operation of the home and staffing it and all that. So we thought we had that at that point, and then last-minute budget hijinks really set it back. So we weren't really willing to sit and accept that. And so this measure that we've got together to introduce should restore a portion of that funding and at least have enough to keep things on track. But, you know, it's a rough go too because it hasn't been to a committee yet or really moved very far in the process. But there's bipartisan support for the concept there, so I'm hopeful that this is something we can get pushed through and keep the homes close to online.
Are veterans being held hostage here, Doug?
You know, I don't think the folks that are looking at it are really using veterans as a body shield. It's just more of a general attitude of coming after things that are from that might affect conservative districts or you know, districts that might be prone to be Republican. But in this case here, either I think it's just more of a callousness to the whole concept in general. I think the politics plays a little less than just that they're going after everything in the budget. So maybe some combination thereof.
Okay, so hasn't been to a committee yet, so you're not sure then what's going to happen with it then?
Well, we got, again, until September 9 to process the legislation that's out there. I mean, if the legislature wants to move on it, we can have the hearings we need to move it through. But it's just, is there a political will? Is there enough people in the majority who think it's important enough to make it happen?
What can we do out here? Do we write, I know you're for it, and I know Jim Nielsen's for it. Do we write to everybody else? Call? What?
The place to start would be with the Democrat legislators from the Valley. So that'd be people like Henry Perea and Kathleen Galgiani and Senator Rubio. Prod those guys along a little bit, and then the Democrat leadership in both houses, you know, Senator Steinberg and the Speaker. They need to hear from everybody in California. They need to hear from veterans especially because it's a lot harder to say no to a veteran when he or she is doing the ask. So it's imperative that everybody from around the state do that. So, you know, people that you're associated with or relatives or friends you know from those other areas in the state that can talk to their own home legislator, that's a very key thing because they'll listen to their own constituents even more so.
Okay, good. Well, then that sounds like that we may have a possibility of having something like that happen, but we just have to get involved again. Are you still there? Am I hearing you okay?
I hear you fine.
Okay, good. The next bill I wanted to talk to you about was SB 8, I think it's 898, and that's going to outlaw demonstrations at funerals. Or curtail?
Yeah, that's a good one. Finally, yes. What a common sense measure. A 1,000-foot radius, there's no demonstration at a military funeral. And so that's going to be taken care of real quick here, and it's going to fly right through.
Well, didn't they try that back in, some place where these scum from the Westboro Baptist Church did that, and they sued them, and they said that they have under their constitutional rights of freedom of speech that they cannot be limited, or can you limit how far away they can be?
I think if you slice and dice it just right here, where you just put the radius there instead of a complete ban, it doesn't run afoul of a First Amendment expression, as distasteful as that is, at least. I think putting a radius there of the 1,000 feet stays far enough within that interpretation that it could be okay. But like anything can go to court and be tried at any time.
Yeah.
So I'm hopeful it won't run into that this is actually the right kind of legislation to seek that buffer, so you don't have the very ugly situation of people mourning, a fallen veteran, someone that's laid their life down, perhaps for this country, and you got these protesters out there protesting the wrong thing, you know?
Is it just military funerals, or is it any funeral? Do you remember?
This is more specific to those that have served in our in our services. Yeah.
Because when we and the only reason I'm saying that, Senator, is because the time we got between Westboro and when they were protesting was the for all the firefighters. There was 11 firefighters that had been killed, mm-hmm. and they were there too. So they go to police and firemen's funerals too and do this, and that is just as nasty. As the things they say, and I was just, you know, I was just wondering about that. If they wrote it strictly for military, or is it just anybody's funeral to be able to, you know, to disrupt and protest at some at any funeral? So
I'm not signed on to the legislation specifically, but supportive of it. So I can report back to you on the those details if you like. I don't have that information right now.
Yeah, well, it's just something to check, because if it's just military, I just know is that they were there at the firefighters' funeral and they were saying horrible things. Anyway, hey, our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa, and we've been talking about the Veterans Zone. We've been talking about a bill to curtail protest at funerals, push people back at least 1,000 feet. When we come back, Senator, I'd like to talk to you about budget again, realignment, and then, of course, redistricting during our next during our time.
Stay with us. Right. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Doug, we're happy to have you with us. 8:19 in the morning here on KCNR 1460.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause a vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR. It is currently, gosh, looks like it's 65 degrees there.
Let me get an update on
Okay, I guess it's updating every day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Vantage Eye Care.
That's right. Dr. Joseph Leia, our doctor of choice for the eye, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call at 223-2325. He's got an on-site lab. Problems with insurance, don't worry about it. He wants to make sure your eyes are taken care of. The latest and for glasses for the family, contact lenses, progressive lenses, he's got it. That's Dr. Joseph Leia, 223-2325.
We have a correction at 73 currently.
That was like the telethon thing. I had to update the tote board, you know.
We do that. Yeah, and you know what's really funny? When you're online and you're looking at different temperatures in the Reading area, they really do vary about 4 or 5 degrees. So according to our records here right now on this particular website we're on, it looks like we're going to get 103 today, and it's currently 73. So we want to let you always keep you updated. It's going to be sunny and one of those very warm days. So, you know, stay hydrated.
Okay, our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Senator. Welcome back.
Good morning.
Okay.
We were talking about the Second Amendment, of course, at the break, and that's something that Carl and I discuss a lot and, of course, with a lot of people on our program. We want to know if there's any changes or updates on that particular – there's a bill that's flying around that can concern the Second Amendment.
Yeah, there's two big ones. I mean, there's several, but one is the ban on an open carry, which means you cannot – if enacted, carry a gun openly upon you. Right now, the law allows that you can have a gun on your hip in a holster or some other method that is visible to anybody. You can't be loaded. You would have to have your magazine or ammunition in a different pocket. But you're able right now in the state of California to carry that way. This bill would ban that ability. It's called AB 144 by Assemblyman Portantino. And so it's likely to be coming up on the Senate floor this Thursday. I thought maybe it might come up yesterday, but he delayed it till Thursday, it looks like. So your emails, your letters, your calls to the members of the state Senate that are likely to vote for that on the floor would be helpful as well. And then one other bill that is a redo of a bill that got thrown out in court by Senator De Leon. Has to do with ammunition. He tried to require ammunition in AB 962 last year, the year before, to require that you have to give thumbprints and you have to have tracking of all the ammunition. Now he's narrowed it down to just a ban on a cop killer type bullets, they're calling it. And so that means any high-powered rifle bullet pretty much that has ever been possibly chambered for a pistol. So, which one time or another, just about everything has been done as a prototype. So it's basically trying to go after all types of ammo, even some of the rifle ammo.
Okay, and that would be any type of hunting ammo?
Just about. Anything that's ever been applied to a pistol, they're going to label it as a so-called cop killer bill.
And it's called a cop killer bill because it can go through a protective armor?
Yep, if it can penetrate, exactly.
Doug, you know Senator De Leon, right?
Yeah, I know him. I know him all.
And you worked with him probably in the assembly also, right?
Yep, that's correct.
What is this thing? I mean, I understand why he wanted to...
He represents an urban Los Angeles district. And there seems to be an attitude of districts like that you have to ban things and you have to ban anything that someone may see as environmentally unsound or unfriendly. So I don't quite understand what the attitude is of the voters that think these things work, that taking away freedom is going to somehow make them better off, because so far the blueprint hasn't worked very well for keeping crime down in urban areas, nor helping with jobs, for example, with all the choking environmental regulations they place on the entire state. But that's where all this stuff comes from. So.
Well, I mean, just the fact that there's already laws on the books saying that felons and things like that, you know, people like that can't buy weapons or ammunition or everything, I guess.
Yes, but there isn't enough laws with each author's last name on it that they can then put on a piece of campaign mail later.
Oh, okay.
Look what a good boy I've been making the streets safer, so as, quote, unquote, against guns and gun violence, or my environmental resume is better because I'm requiring more people to drive around in
little tiny cars that are battery powered and last 80 miles. So.
Well, I think the other thing he introduced was also to protect people's backs. But didn't he say that every motel and hotel has to have fitted sheets?
That's the same guy, yes.
Wasn't that him? That now, and so you're a lawbreaker if you're a bed and breakfast and you don't have fitted sheets.
There might be some exemptions built into the bill, but that's a big fat no, because you know why in the world do we need to regulate that? It comes down to he's trying to paint the picture that well workers are being subject to more injuries because they have to change a bed. Well, at what point do we automate everything so much that we don't need the workers there anymore? Because you know changing the bed is something just about everybody has to do. So if you're not physically able to do that, then you're in the wrong line of work. I don't mean to be unsympathetic here, but when it comes down to we have to legislate that sort of thing, it does make us look ridiculous, and it really leaves very little latitude for a business owner or their employee to be able to do what they need to do and have that type of job.
Now, well, that's the part about appearing ridiculous to the populace, especially when you see bills like this introduced. We're in the middle of, we can't pass budgets. We got veterans homes that are going unfunded. We've got all these other things. That,
cutting people loose from prisons, the whole thing. I know you wanted to talk about realignment a little bit here.
Well, Doug, we're going to have to, Senator, we're going to have to wait till we just got a minute to the break. So, and so we really need to get into that one on the other side when we have some time. We've got questions coming in on the chat room, as you know, your ideas on people that are up here on the redistricting. Of course, we want to hit that.
The redistricting. The quick answer on redistricting is I will remain your senator until December of 2012.
Right.
And then I am forced to shift into the newly reconfigured district.
Senator Gaines is going to be a guest tomorrow. Yeah, because we've never ever even talked to him. So it'll be our opportunity to start talking to him and see who he is, too. Our guest, Senator Doug LaMalfa, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking realignment, redistricting, and a few other questions that are going to come up, especially about maybe water. Carl in the box.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Rebels in Libya say they've busted into Muammar Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli. There had been heavy fighting, but reporters with the news agency Reuters report the Libyan leader's forces have stopped resisting. The latest forecast for Hurricane Irene.
It could brush by Florida by the end of the week, but the forecast update just released projects Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, even Pennsylvania and New Jersey could get a low-end hurricane by Sunday.
Fox's Evan Brown. The White House loosening up a little bit.
Stung by criticism, it's over-regulated business. The administration unveils a long list of regulations to retire, many deemed outdated, ineffective, or counterproductive. The Wall Street Journal quotes administration officials as saying a few of the major deregulations could save businesses $10 billion over 5 years. What won't be on the list are the administration's new regulations of the financial markets, healthcare, and the environment.
That's Mike Makowicz, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at pretty girls. Get yours at the Goldmart Annual Estate Sale with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue.
Now come on, if she said she wanted an anniversary Harley, you wouldn't hesitate.
The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hey Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host Judy Maxwell every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 AM.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:34 in the morning. We've only got the senator for a few more minutes, Senator Doug LaMalfa. Senator, realignment.
You get me for a year and a half.
Well, you know what I mean. You know, you're always
not a thing, yes.
You're always welcome on here on the show, Doug, always. Yeah, and we do have you, thank goodness, to at least December of 2012. You know, you could always move up here. Anyway, the realignment. We're starting to turn prisoners loose in October, and I'm just not sure everybody's ready for this.
No, you shouldn't be ready for that. I mean, the situation with California's prisons is that we should be building the space we need. It's not like we're running out of bad guys. The population of the state keeps moving up, and we're at 37.4 million according to the official census. And so people aren't getting nicer. I think, if anything, they're getting more feral from what I see going on. But that all said, this is the wrong direction to go. We passed a bond, you know, a few years ago when I was in the assembly to build the prison space, and the previous administration and the legislature has failed to put that together. All they've done so far to build extra space is some of it for the very highly needful medical spaces, you know, the for those with mental illness or things like that. So it's not nearly enough that's needed to do that, and it's going to really put a real crimp on our local government, on our local jails, on the sheriffs, on what they have to deal with. And then, in turn, the domino will be that local criminals are going to be released for much, you know, higher offenses than they are now. I mean, car theft may not even get you overnight anymore.
They're talking about now is that the problem with releasing 30 to 35 a month, and it just keeps going on, is housing, re-education programs or training programs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. My concern is that we're going to start, you know, we start with this group, and they're supposed to be the, you know, the way they said it was non-violent, you know, non-sex and something else. I have a feeling that
it's non-violent, non-serious, non-sexual predators.
Right, and I just have a feeling is that at some point, you know, okay, this one wasn't bad enough to be released the first time, but now he meets the criteria for the second group because he's not as bad as the next group that's coming through here.
Well, you just have to lower the bar or raise the bar depending on how you look at it as to what criminal you're releasing because you're running out of the space. So. The space is what it is. The courts keep ruling that we have to provide them, you know, more room to breathe and better medical care. I in some cases think better medical care than our veterans are receiving. So everybody ought to be really insulted by this as taxpayers and the priorities of the state budget. You hear a lot of complaining that we're spending so much on prisons, and yeah, we need to find ways to lower the cost of it. But in the meantime,
we can endanger the public by just cutting everybody loose because we don't build the space. And unfortunately, the Democrats don't want to build the space. They drag their feet at every turn to avoid doing that and put these folks back out. And I don't understand it.
But what about redoing the unions for the guards unions? Are they paying into the CalPERS? Are they paying into it now? Has there been any type of any changes on what's going on with the California, you know, state prison guards unions that, like we've been doing in police and sheriff and all that, who are paying into their retirement and health programs?
Well, the bigger picture is that the cost to keep incarcerated each one of those inmates is north of $40,000 now, and so the association has just gotten their contract done again this year. They've been without the contract for quite a few years, and so the problem really lies not so much there in that we're not hiring the amount of people needed to do that. There's so much overtime. They're understaffed that the cost of overtime goes way above it, and so. And the contract certainly isn't perfect either. There's things in there that a lot of people have heartburn with. But what we really need to focus on is that prisoners' rights have driven the cost. The courts always rule that the prisoners need more benefits and more better health care and more space, and the state hasn't acted to do the things it needs to do to avoid the federal courts stepping in and making these mandates. I think we need to move more defiant at the state, tell the federal courts, say, look, we operate under the 10th Amendment here. We're going to run our own prisons and not have you stepping in and dictating. So we need to do them this basic humaneness. But other than that, you know, there's no right to TV. There's no right to weight rooms. There's no right to conjugal visits. You're in prison.
Okay. All right. I know that, again, we're short of time here. Do you have time for a redistricting?
Yeah, let's cover that.
Okay. As you can, we're going to kind of skip this commercial and push it in a little bit later. The redistricting moves you after December 2012 into another area. And
it shifts me south, Carl and Linda. And I'm, you know, I've had the opportunity and enjoyment of representing in the North State, Shasta and Siskiyou County, for almost 7 years now. All my time in the Assembly and this first year in the Senate. And y'all know reapportionment is coming every 10 years, and I'd really held a lot of hope that with the independent commission, it would be a clean method of drawing the lines. And they were infected with almost as much politics as the legislators doing it themselves. You would see that one of the commissioners there, Dr. Michael Ward, who actually has relatives in Shasta County, spoke out very strongly towards the very end of the process that they were playing political games, and they're spending too much time worried about the diversity of the commission instead of just having it be fair to the state. And so, personally, now, I'm really disappointed in the way they've shifted this district around. So losing Siskiyou and Shasta, as well as Trinity to the west, which I've had a chance to represent for about a year, and, you know, I like my district as it is. Now, the commission doesn't take into account what legislators like, and nor should it, I guess, in a pure process, but they could have done some pretty simple changes that reflected the shift in population, and each district is supposed to be more or less equal in population. They didn't have to do this radical change by moving five counties away from this district, and they could have just modified portions of a couple and still met the requirements for the population shift.
Well, this has been challenged in court.
Yeah, there's a couple movements underway for a referendum to have the maps go to the voters, and then there's lawsuits that are floating around as well that you know, that would show the impropriety that went on with the people who were on the commission that were highly political, that did not disclose their political activities, that would have probably been banned from being on the commission because they're donors to candidates, they're parts of very highly political groups, you know, some of the racial groups that aren't in the best interest of drawing fair maps. And so you would think on those grounds there'd be enough for legal to toss these maps. But that said, the courts have a tendency to rule on the side of leaving it alone. And so I don't hold a lot of hope for that. And there's a referendum that could go on, which would freeze these maps for 2012 if the referendum qualifies for the ballot. It doesn't have to pass. It only needs to qualify to go on the ballot. That would mean the 2012 maps would be ones drawn by the courts instead of this commission one. So watch for the action on the referendum. But, you know, coming back to the personal side, I'm really, really disappointed that they shifted me out of the north, and I'm ending up now with lines that have gone into South Sacramento, you know, major Air Force Base area and all this. And so the district's going to be about half the Sacramento urban area and half of it basically the rural north. So, you know, I'm not really happy with that mixture.
Yeah, that's a mixture.
yeah, it will be. I'll have to, leave my boots at home or something when I go down
yeah,
there.
Take that cowboy hat off. Okay. Well, hey, our guest has been Senator Doug Lamoff. I know that you're busy. You need to run here.
We got a 9 o'clock committee here and such, but it's always good to speak with you here, and I look forward to being on again soon. There's a lot going on, and if people want to dig in and be active on some of the issues coming up, again, there's this legislation this week that the legislators need to hear from you on. That if you don't like it on the gun ban stuff, or if you do like it on the veterans home, just light up the boards and talk to your relatives and friends that live in other parts of the state.
Okay.
To help, you know, with the veterans home, moving that one across, and multiple other pieces of legislation that we're going to be shoving through here in the next couple of weeks. So.
All right. Hey, this our guest has been Senator Doug Lamoff. We always appreciate you being on there, Senator. And
thanks, Carl. Thanks, Lydia.
Yeah, well,
so
good,
much.
Good,
thank you.
Yeah, good luck on trying to slow down some of these things.
And thanks for having your pedal to the metal. You know what I mean? Metal
I
to
am.
The pedal. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. It's upside down, but we know that your intentions are right there, and we really appreciate you fighting.
And thank you for your clear-minded voices here in the North State that I know so many people appreciate. So it's always good to be on with you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Senator. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh, 8:45 in the morning. When we come back, we're going to be talking about a few other things that impact on us.
Hi everyone, this is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading, sometimes known as the Blind Guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Your search for the perfect house took 2 years. The custom-made sofa took 6 weeks. Finding the right shade of green paint took nearly 3 months. But getting in your car and leaving it all every day just takes complete confidence in all your insurance. Feel independent. Allied Homeowners and Auto Insurance, a nationwide company. On your side. Underwritten by Allied Insurance Companies and Affiliates.
Save money by packaging your home and auto insurance. Contact SFI Insurance Services in Reading and ask about their money-saving home and auto insurance package discounts. SFI Insurance Services has a full line of coverages for commercial, residential, and individual needs. SFI Insurance Services has over 60 years of combined experience serving the insurance needs of people in Northern California just like you. You can be confident that they'll be there when you need them. SFI Insurance Services, your premier insurance agency. 1322 Butte Street across from the bus station in Reading. When you need insurance, think SFI Insurance Services.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460.
Now, this portion of the show brought to you Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Go in there, DC Tim and the Man in Black. The discounts for veterans, take a step back in the time. Great haircuts, great prices, man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. They're my barbers. They're Bad Bob's barbers. there are a lot of people's barbers. But it's, and Bad Bob, I think it's getting to be that time you stand up a little bit closer to that barbershop.
Yeah, it's about that time to go ahead and get a little foliage trimmed.
There you know, we love having you come into our chat room and KCNR1460.com. And, you know, I sent out on my Facebook this morning about, you know, if you have any questions for the senator, please call in. And I usually don't use my Facebook account, but, you know, a lot of times my Facebook account crosses over into a lot of things going on with the North State. So, anyway, I had it's actually something that's come across my desk, which I think is really interesting because we never know in this great world of ours when something's going to be discovered from our history. Going back into millions and billions of years, it seems that in Tirana, a U.S. Albanian archaeological mission said Monday it has found the well-preserved wreck of a Roman cargo ship off Albania's coast, complete with some 300 wine jars. Of course, they were all empty. The 30-yard long wreck dates to the 1st century B.C., and its cargo is believed to have been the produce of southern Albanian vineyards en route to Western European markets, including France. Isn't that fascinating? I mean, you just never know. You're taking a cruise, and you may be on some ship, you know, who knows? It could be a Disney cruise. And in the ocean, underneath you, could be some kind of wreckage of something that would be discovered that could have been from hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years ago. I just think that's fascinating. So, you know, I want to share that with you because that's a good note.
We have people online. We've got to take a break first before we get there. But, you know, just one last thing. I don't know if you've been reading about this woman who's up for trial for abusing her child by making him putting hot sauce in his mouth and making him take a cold shower or something like that and filming it. And it turns out that perhaps she was doing this so she could get on one of the reality shows. Do you remember that case a couple of years ago where they reported this boy missing? They said that the last time they'd seen him, they had all these homemade balloons, the balloon went up and it took off, and they thought he was in the little gondola, and I mean they scrambled planes to go up, and they're looking at it, looking all around.
It was a hoax.
The whole thing was a hoax. The whole thing, so they could get on a reality, so they could have their own reality
show.
There's
a sickness in that.
What about Octomom? Did you see the latest on that? She's boxing. She's on some kind of boxing match. I don't know if it's celebrity boxing. I mean, what thing is about beat up a woman with 14 kids? I'm not sure having eight of them at one time.
I'm sorry, but there's a word for that. To me, it's just simply pathetic.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, okay. But hey, we got to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We have people on the line. We want to finish up today and talk about what's going on tomorrow. Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Here we go.
Linda Bott on the spot. Linda Bott on the spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Linda Bott on the spot. Linda Bott on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights at 6 p.m. for On the Spot with Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by California Auto Repair and Smog, Cars, and Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget the Summer Music Series. Join me Thursday nights and let's talk music, fashion, film, fun, what's hot and what's not. On the Spot with Linda Bott Thursday. See you then. I am so excited about the As Seen on TV store. What's going on? Did I hear something about a $19.95? Now it's this day only $9.95. What is it?
Well, it's the Ginsu knife. They sold millions of them for $20. You go to the state fair, they get $29.95, $30. If you go into the As Seen on TV store, $9.95.
Wait, there's more.
That's right. You buy one, we give you the second one. Free. That's two of them for $9.95. If you come in today and say you heard it on the radio, I'm going to put the third knife in, and it's still $9.95. Now, that's the knife that never gets dull, never needs to be sharpened. It'll last you forever. And they're only $9.95 for three of them. Lasts for years and years, and if it ever gets dull, you bring it into the store, we'll give you another one just like it.
That's great. As seen on TV Store, where are you located?
1746 Churn Creek Road. That's Shasta Center in Reading. You can also go to Chico, too.
And your hours?
We open every morning from 9 to 6.
That's great. The As Seen on TV Store.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 8:55 in the morning on August the 23rd. Temperature's around 74 degrees. Going to be hitting triple digits today. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Good place to go up there. They serve lunches. Thursdays, they have pizza night, and it's great. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're chatting live on KCNR1460.com. You can also hear us streaming everywhere you go to. Okay, let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl.
Yes, Greg.
Yeah. Hi, how are you? Hi.
I'm fine.
Hi, Carl and Linda. How are you?
What's up?
Well, wanted to invite you and Linda and your listeners to a rather special event taking place early tomorrow morning and then in the evening at Shasta Bible College. Bostonian Tea Party is joined with Glenn Beck in his Restoring Courage over in Jerusalem, Israel. And we have a rather unique distinction. There are about 1,200 groups worldwide that will be tuning into this, but only 12 have been selected out of that group that are going to be part of a live simulcast. And we're going to be working with the production crew over in Israel for this Skype simulcast. Between 5 and 7, we are doing, actually 5 and 6, we are doing the simulcast. Between 6 and 7, they're doing the pre-show that will be airing the 12 groups around the world that are part of this simulcast, and between 7 and approximately 9, there will be the live feed from Israel for the program itself. Then later on in the evening, also at Shasta Bible College, we're going to have Pastor George Gunn, who is a specialist in Israel, do a presentation between 6 and 6:30 p.m., and then from 6:30 to 8:30, we'll do a rebroadcast of the Restoring Courage in Jerusalem, the Glenn Beck program there.
Okay, so, now this goes out over the internet, right?
Yes, it does.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's a...
That's a big honor.
It's a... Yeah. It's
that's a big honor to to have, you know, be one of the 12 in the world. That's a congratulations on that. And,
you know,
we always try to embrace and say, you know, hats off and kudos, and I'm sure it'll be really successful. We're looking forward to hearing, you know, what happens and how this goes.
Well, we're in a group that is Malaysia, India, Qatar, Albania, Netherlands, Canada, Atlanta, Georgia, Daytona and Tampa, Florida, Puerto Rico, Austin, Texas, and little old Redding, California. Can you believe it?
I think it's fabulous.
Okay, now what time does it start?
5 o'clock tomorrow morning. If you would like to participate, and we're inviting folks from throughout the community to join us, we'd like a good representation for the Skype program. And then from 7 to 9 a.m. for the live Restoring Courage program. And then in the evening from 6 to 8:30, we'll include Pastor Gunn doing his presentation on Israel. And from 6:30 to 8:30 will be the rebroadcast of Glenn Beck's program. We've got it all set up at Shasta Bible College, Hartnell, and Goodwater. Should be an excellent program.
Okay.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling in, Greg.
And being a wonderful representative for the Reading area. Thank you so much, Greg.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye. Okay. Hey. That's kind of big.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. And yeah. Greg's been working hard for a long time to be a great representative out of the North State. So I think that's fabulous.
Yeah, there's people may not always agree with his politics, but you're right. And this is a big thing. Okay, tomorrow, Dr. Ray Johnson is going to be here talking Haven Humane.
October 1st, by the way, we're going to be doing the Bark and Wine. That should be fun at the Holiday Inn, so we're going to encourage you to do that. Because, of course, we know that Haven Humane, and what he did recently with...
He's given away 190 cats.
Yes, it was wonderful. Rather than euthanize these cats, they gave them a free home. And so a lot of people just can't afford things right now. So here's a perfect opportunity to support Haven Humane, because, of course, you know that funding's been cut in so many different ways. So he's going to be on talking about what's going on. And, you know, he's a fascinating man with a great history.
Oh, you know what? Semper Fi there, Maureen. You know, our other guest tomorrow also will be Senator Gaines, who will be, okay, and we have to preface all of this. If the redistricting goes through, if the reelection happens, then he would be our senator representing us up here in the North State would be Senator Gaines.
And that would happen in 2012.
December 2012, if all this other stuff happens. But in case you don't know who he is, he's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Let's get to know him.
And we're going to get to know him. And we're going to ask him the questions. How does he feel about water rights? How does he feel about the Second Amendment? How does he feel about the fact that how things are being taken away slowly but surely from the North State? And what's he going to plan to do to help the economy? These are all questions we need to ask him, see where he feels and where he's coming from.